Again, that number to call is 217-244-9455 to pledge your financial support to ag programming here at willag.org. It's $5 Friday, $60 for the year. Special for our brand new members. So if you've not given before, today is probably the best day to do it. We're looking for 100 extra folks in the month of February. Let's try to get a whole bunch of ag folks today. Speaking of agricultural folks, several of them, many hundreds, in fact, gathered in Washington, D.C. this week for the 2015 version of the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum. One of those was Jackie Vake from Stuart Peterson. She's on the line now from D.C. Thanks, Jackie, for taking the time with us. We've seen a great deal of the numbers that came out of the USDA forum, including the supply and demand figures from this morning and yesterday's figures. I'm wondering how things were received and what you found of most interest.
Well, I think that, you know, you had to look at certain things. The carryout for beans is the largest there's ever been on record for a February report. The amount of acres that were projected for being planted this year to eight major crops is the lowest it's been since 2011. And so, you know, you look at the big picture, and it's all going to come down to weather, basically, and they'll admit that. And we're losing over 12% of our cotton acres, of which they are leaving that. The comment that was made was, well, we know that corn and beans will take its place. Okay, so they leave that as a wide open area. And I thought one of the things that was extremely interesting when I went into the 10-year projections was that they're looking at potential for a 104 on the U.S. dollar. In other words, more strengthening on the U.S. dollar against other currencies, but yet that's somewhat being offset by the fact that that they expect prices to be lower. Now, there was a lot of discussion because, you know, Dr. Good came out at 420 with his projection for this year, and USDA has come out at 350. And, you know, the question was, why such a difference? You know, why is it that way? And, you know, they basically said, well, at this stage of the game, it's pretty much any kind of a guess. You could go in between the two and be right. Both could be totally wrong. You know, it just depends upon what's going to happen as we move further into the weather circumstance. One thing on the 10-year projection I thought that was encouraging, we saw that, you know, corn exports will be up from us. On the Brazilian side, bean exports are going to be up dramatically. We had a speaker on beans and on Brazil, and talked about how the infrastructure is improving so much down there and how their potential is so very high. And they expect that Brazil is going to be the number one exporter of not only the bean market, but also in the meat market coming down the road. And they're going to be the top in a number of other categories, too. And so, you know, a lot was talked about the competition and what's going to happen from the competition. And I think perhaps that blends right over to what they're going on with these trade agreements. There's two different trade agreements that are being negotiated at the moment that could make a big difference for us as U.S. farmers. Right now, in some products, we charge a 5.3% tariff for them to bring it into us. They turn around and charge us 30% to take it to their country. Or they negotiate with other countries outside of us, and we're kind of being left in the dirt is basically what's happening. And so they're working really hard to get these Trans-Pacific, and then there's another one called TTIP, and to get these going, and they'd like to see them, you know, enacted. But they've got lots of different challenges. At the congressional level, there's no guidance as to how the implementation actually takes place. So they're also trying to negotiate that with the government because that has not been renegotiated, I think, since, 1974, I believe is what she said. And so it just shows how many different facets there are that impact the actual price that our farmers get.
Did they go through very much at all, the livestock sector in particular, PEDV, as it relates to this year as compared to last year?
They hit on it a little bit. You know, the head vet for the USDA talked. Basically, you know, they don't know why it didn't show up as much as it did last year. they really don't know. This is one of those phenomena because it's a viral situation that is still there in the background. They made it clear that it's not gone, you know, that it could show up at any given time. And so they wouldn't commit any further than that. And I think, and I thought that that was very fair because no one knows what to expect. It's just like influenza. You know, you look at us with the flu. One year it's just horrendous like this year. And then you can go 3 or 4 years where it's not much of anything. And so what triggers it? Nobody really knows. You know, we all think it has something to do with the current weather situation, but, you know, it's wide open. The reality, though, is it's not gone. They did talk about beef. You know, they talked about the fact that, you know, the demand for beef still remains good. The demand for ground beef remains really, really good. They do think that over the next 10 years, we're going to see more demand for beef in China. And it's really interesting. By 2030, they expect that there will be 600 million middle-class families. And of that, 150 million of those are going to come out of China, and about 100 million come out of India. And so, you know, the projections for more proteins to be fed to these countries, you know, because they know that in the lower-income countries, as soon as you give them more money, they spend it on protein. That's the first thing they spend it on before they start to go to the electronics and everything else. And so I think personally, you know, the picture for agriculture is extremely bright. But at the moment, these next couple of years could be real tough because it looks as if this will be the time frame, and especially true if we don't have a weather problem this year, that we're going to be in trouble. They're showing the October carryout for Brazil alone up 8 million metric tons over October of last year. And that's huge. And those beans will be coming out. And there's just absolutely no question about that. And so Argentina's a different story. Argentina, we had a guy speak on Argentina, and he stood right up and said, Argentina's an absolute mess. He said, it's a disaster. And people are paying for their groceries. People are paying for their utilities using soybeans. And this was an Argentinian man who was speaking. And so it just goes to show you how bad it is down there. And, you know, the reason that they're doing it is because the last time they had a currency issue, you know, they basically forbid anybody from having U.S. dollars. In fact, they're getting to that point again where they're starting to really come down on anybody who's been accumulating a lot of U.S. dollars just because of the fact, well, you know, it makes it tough all the way around for their government, taxing-wise, the whole business. But they're just in a mess. Their president's now been indicted on fraud. It's something else, I can tell you that much. So whatever happens in that country is really going to be interesting, but they are definitely still building to be a bigger and bigger competitor of ours on the corn side. But, you know, so 10 years down the road, nobody knows for sure, right?
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Have safe travels back to Illinois, please.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Jackie Vake. She's with Stuart Peterson attending the 2015 version of the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum in Washington, D.C.